Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
black madness. These are countries that have more or less the same, or sometimes exactly the same flags, or you'd have to look twice to tell that they're different flags. And some, this can be as many, I've got here as many as five countries with pretty much identical flags. So let me have a rant and rave about being interested in shapes and numbers and stuff like that. And the typical go-to diagnosis that if you can do some maths and you can observe patterns and stuff like that, and patterns are, and you stop and you say, oh, look at that, I've seen that tree before, look at that number plate or whatever it is, look at that train, they say ASD or autism or Asperger's syndrome or disorder, ASD, and stuff like that. And in general, I've found in terms of, like, it seems to be a routine diagnosis of whether, you know, someone instantly, if they're really flippant and lightheaded and a bit of a obnoxious, they'll diagnose you within a minute because they've been told about you, or a week, or a year, they'll have a bit of a laugh at you and say, oh, so it goes to different degrees. So if I can do a counter diagnosis, and that is the people who are not, people who tend to diagnose you as ASD, so that's a characteristic trait, they sort of go along and saying you're in the way and stuff like that, they're not very good at maths. In general, the people, I've yet to encounter someone who's really good at computer science or engineering who then also goes around diagnosing as other people with ASDs. They also tend to be sort of social busybodies. That is, that you're in the way for some reason. They want to make a disparaging remark about you in order to put you down. You might be barbecuing something, arranging something, organizing something, planning something. They want to come in and put their stamp on it, and part of their modus of operandum is, because they don't have maths as a form of communication thinking, their method of thinking is a sociological sort of sword fighting, you know, where you stab people in the back. And the art of this type of stuff is to actually make a comment with no one seeing it. And so this person is just gasping for breath as they've been stabbed in the kidneys, that type of stuff. But the person who stabbed them is standing back with the main audience saying, look at that person there, they're gasping for breath, and stuff like that. So let's go and hit Autism Central and look at the world's flags. And I've got a series here, and I'll put them up to you. And I'm also, just as I'm doing it, dispatching mosquitoes with me. This is an amazing world out here. So you may be in the cold, there may be some other problem with your world. My world is a pretty amazing world of Australia, of, you know, beautiful birds, beautiful weather, wealth, food, friendliness, law and order, all sorts of beautiful things going on. But here I am, I'm going to tell you about flags. Now, let's go from the top, in no particular order. So, essentially, going through the data, would say, that flag is the same as that flag. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. Sometimes they'll be exactly the same. Two countries with exactly the same flag, and what it means is that something that an autistic person would not allow. Like, if you're going to say, we want you to die for this flag, well, yeah, and it's this symbol, and we stamp it here, and it means so much, and then having someone, another group of people, several blocks away with exactly the same thing, saying the same story. So the flags have got a significance, and it's sort of an abstraction, a series of colours going through. I'm not going through it to obvious things. The one flag that I'm leaving alone is the old Russian flag, the Chinese flag, I think the Vietnamese flag. There's a whole lot of flags about, a lot of them, which are just red flags. I think the Turkish flag, the Swiss flag, basically red background with something on it. That is just too easy. It's sort of like no news for them. So let's look at a series of flags which are identical. Now, I'm going to there are some flags which are identical, some countries which are identical, and they are from around the world. And you'd think when people are selecting flags, you have flags composite. I think if you have a flag competition, ideally people will complain and you won't have it. So you have these things coming up. So the first set of four flags, which are more or less identical, is, I'll just go through the countries, Argentina, Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador. So that's in the Americas. They're all blue flags, with blue at the top, a blue horizontal stripe, a white horizontal stripe, and a blue stripe below. And they're the same, but different. So let's look at the differences for them. And unfortunately, it's getting very light here. So this is probably a good melting pot, because I've got not the perfect eyesight and it's getting a bit dusky here out in Australia. So all these four countries have their same flag. You can go check it up on the internet. Now, to be sure, Argentina is a lighter blue, Nicaragua and Honduras are a medium blue, and El Salvador is a slightly dark blue. But this is from a light, a slightly light blue to a slightly dark blue. It's not the dark blue of the Australian flag or the British flag or even the blues that you'd find in, say, possibly the blue of the French flag getting across there. That's okay. Now, in order to separate these countries, they have put a small thing in the middle of all these blue things. So Argentina's got something yellow dot. At this stage, I can't read it, and of course, I'm not going to get to it. Nicaragua's got a blue squiggle in the centre. I can't see it here. Honduras has got five stars, and interesting things, a group of five stars, and they're sort of, they look as though they've been squished underneath it. And El Salvador has got something else, a blue squiggle. I can't read it in this light here. So there you go. So as you go between those three things, that's the same flag. You go through the different countries. Obviously, I'm going through them for coronavirus statistics and sort of looking at something that only a scientist would look for, and that is the Fourier components in your daily people data. So the Fourier components are a giveaway to how people are controlling it and the honesty of it. So it's sort of like how scientists can look at a tape recording and see whether it's a natural one or a synthetic one. So there's some of all these countries, Argentina, Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador, so far they've either got low statistics and you can't tell what's going on. They're not the offending ones. So that's four countries, like blue licorice all sort, a slab of blue, a central slab of white, and a slab of blue. Now, I have sort of put a restriction here, and let me count the number of countries with identical flags. There's four and five make nine, and three make 12, and four make 16, and two make 20, and two make 24, and 27 countries have identical flags. Isn't that incredible? Oh, pretty much. Now, the next set of countries, you know how we had a slab of blue, white, blue? This is red, white, black. And there's something obviously very attractive about red, white, and black in the flag. It's got a sort of power, authority, But can I say ugliness? It's sort of like a set of colours that someone who's very poor in graphic design goes, but it worked well for the Nazis. But I'm not saying that these are all Nazis, but these are ones, and I don't know if you can judge. I've got five countries which use this, and I've sort of pulled it across for a reason for it here. I'm just beginning to grab this. It's an amount of trivia. So there are four countries with pretty much the same flag in this dwindling line. That is, if you saw a jeep of people with guns and yelling and stuff like that, and they had one of these flags flying back, you'd be rather stumped to actually tell the difference between them. Now, if it's simply red, white, and black with nothing in it, that's the Yemeni flag from Yemen. So I don't know whether you've been able to get this thing. Now, if it's red, white, and black, same flag, however, they've decided to put two little green stars in between the barrier there. I don't know whether you can get that. That's a Syrian flag. Okay. However, if it's red, white, and black, and instead of the two stars, they put a tiny little yellow eagle or a chicken. I don't know what they put in there. Is that the Egyptian flag? I didn't know there were too many eagles in there. Now, if someone has graffitied in the centre of it with, I think, some writing, it looks like. Bear in mind, this is very failed white. The mosquitoes are out. That's the Iraqi flag. Or, if it's like the Yemen flag, but you've got a green triangle from the where it's hung, going in as a little pennant in it, that's the Sudanese flag. So there are, of, I don't know, 210 countries, five of those 200 and 10, or four, have the blue, white, blue, and five have got the red, white, black version. And this is the same colour red, the same colour white, the same with the Argentines. They've gone for different depths of colour. Whereas these five countries, it's sort of like, the problem is not that there are too many autistic people, there are too few autistic people. The next one has got a variation of it, and I sort of rather like this. This is the red horizontal stripe with a white thing in the centre and then red underneath it. And of course, I think there are three countries like that, and you're probably not going to guess two of them. You may guess one of them. It's Austria. Yeah, that's very well known. And I have been told that the white is a little bit bigger, and there is a legend that I was told from an Austrian person who lied about everything. So I don't know whether this is true or not, but I'm not going to say anything about him, so I can say that he did definitely tell a few porkies, which of course, I think the other thing that people don't tend to say when they're distressed by liars is how gullible you are. And basically, it's a match made in heaven, a liar and a gullible person. The gullible person has got the world is that much more incredible for them. But you've got the Austrian. Now, if you make the actual red stripes a bit fatter and the white stripe a slightly thinner, like a bit, it's got a bit different, you get the Latvian flag. The Latvian and Austrian flags look more or less identical. Oh, she was, I'm getting bitten to hell. Then if you widen that thing and put a green tree in it, I don't know if you can get it, you've got the Lebanese the flag of Lebanon. Then we have the Dutch flag. Now, the Dutch flag, you could say the Dutch flag and the French flag is just the Dutch flag is the French flag tipped over, sort of like the French flag. Like, thing is, say if someone had a French flag draped down, the tricolour draped down, or you had the Dutch flag flying in the wind, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. But I don't do that. These are identical flags, and that's the Netherlands, which is red, white, and blue horizontal stripes. Now, I've said that for the purposes, the Netherlands flags and the Luxembourg flag are more or less the same. The difference is Luxembourg has a light shade of blue. So I've said for the purposes of whatever it is. Bear in mind, as I'm speaking, and it's, I think, 15 minutes into flag story, there's more and more mosquitoes here, and I don't know whether I will stand for you to do this podcast with this just mosquito city here. So you've got the Netherlands flag, the Luxembourg flag. If you have selected the same flag and say, oh my God, it is the Dutch flag, and you put a checkered coat of arms in the centre, you may get this. That's the Croatian flag. So bear in mind, if the flag was sort of draped over something, or you wouldn't see it, or someone standing in front, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the Croatian and the Netherlands flags. And I said, therefore, the flag of Paraguay is the same as the Netherlands flag. Paraguay's got something in this light. I can't tell what's in the centre. It's some sort of blob. Okay, so we've got the blue, white, blue, which is Argentina, Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador. The white, the red, white, black, which is Egypt, Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Sudan. That's five. Then we've got the red, white, red, which is Latvia, Austria, and Lebanon. Then you've got the red, white, blue, which is Paraguay, Netherlands, Croatia, and Luxembourg. Now we've got the Russian flag. And the Russian flag is quite simple. It's white, blue, red. So it's the same as the Dutch flag, except the blue has actually fallen down. However, I can't read it. It's this Slovakia. So that's the country of Slovakia is the same as the Russian flag, except they've added a little blue crest in the centre of it. So if you... So they've got the same flags. Now, two flags which are identical. That is, there is nothing to distinguish them from. So if you had these two flags on two embassies next to each other, if you drove around and you saw these two things, and that is the flag of Romania, which is of course blue, yellow, and red, sort of like we can't be the French flag, it's going to be the Romanian, and the Chad flag is identical. There is absolutely no difference from it whatsoever. They are identical flags, and so one that is, they're identical. There is no difference between them. Then we have the good old orange, white, and green. Now, orange, white, and green is for basic flag colours. For obviously, orange, white, and green, or green, white, red, Italian. Green, white, orange is for Ireland, and then if you run the flag backwards, change the symmetry of it, orange, white, green, it's Ivory Coast. So even there, that's a symbol, but I haven't included there because spatially you could say, well, look, that's a mirror image. These are identical flags, not rotation or anything aspect of it, and giving the red flags are just too difficult, too easy. And now the two flags, which are orange, white, and green, is... I'm having a difficulty reading here. It looks like Niger and India. They have the same flag. India obviously has the wheel, and Niger's got something else in the centre. I can't really see it in this light. It's really gone. And this is probably the ideal way of playing the flags. Niger and India have the same basic flag. There's a difference in the centre. Now, other flags, we've got another, getting five more flags to go. Hungary and which is red, white, and green at the bottom. Sort of, I think. Then there's red, white, and green again. Tajikistan and the Hungarian flags are the same, except the Tajikistan has a slightly wider white band and something yellow in the centre of it. But if you didn't know and you looked at it, especially in this light, there is no difference from it. Okay. Coming to the last three flags, which are identical, eye-wateringly identical. And these are the flags from Monaco. So I don't know how Monaco gets a flag up there, because it technically is a principality, not a country. But for some reason, it gets in the flags of the world. I just don't know. There's San Martino, a lot of very small countries out there, about how it gets as a country. There's Monaco and Indonesia. You would put Poland. The Polish flag is an upside down Indonesian flag. So if you wanted to be offensive, what the heck are you doing? And we've shot everyone for hanging the Indonesian flag upside down. No, it was just the Polish embassy. You didn't have to burn. Those flags are the same. Now, Singapore is an Indonesian flag with a white moon and a few little things added onto it, sort of like they've bought cheap Indonesian flags here. So there you have it, the total number of flags, 27 flags, showing the total lack of originality. And for me, it's an exercise in ultimate, this is sort of the worst, it's a marriage made in hell, I suppose to speak. My wife's blind, so my wife said, what are you doing? I said, look, I just have to do this. It's something I got to do. The world's flags, a lot of them are the same. Of course, someone who can't see them and stuff like that, it's not that there's anything wrong with that. They can't see that you've got to make this journey, that you've had basically enough people complaining that you've spotted this error or this piece of font is different, or this bracket is different, or there's a problem with that person, this document, it's not a real document for this reason. And there's this anger because you're signing a deal, something has to be done. So there's something real hanging up. And then there's people, have their national day, they're doing all this type of stuff, and you say, oh, look, there's too many Romanians and people from, what is it? I can't read it here. Is that? I think it is Chad. You don't have those people mixing too much, but if they did, you'd go across, and people are very angry because they're very used to the world not being like this. And indeed, the world is like this. And so, oh, look, I will put up this this thing on the podcast for you to have a look at. So there you have it. For me, it's a point of contemplation. What does it all really mean? Especially because people die for flags, fight for flags, get armies up, plant flags. I don't know if Romania was going to the moon and they were going to plant the Romanian flag on the moon and salute it, you just sit back and say, Chad would just go, now there's a reason that we didn't enter the space race. Yeah, so why doesn't Chad and Romania get in the space race? A simple explanation. You can imagine that if you had the moon chased by, I can't read it, by these five countries, including Yemen, Syria, Egypt, Sudan, I can't read, there's another country here, I can't read it, it's really too dark to read now. Thanks a lot. But if they went up to the moon and they could have a big fight, especially if they swapped the flags, that would be pretty amazing. Thanks a lot for listening.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.